Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
The color, the white color, is that white? Your silent protest?
Oh, it's not even a protest. It's a statement of values. It associates ourselves with our suffragette mothers, the color white, the color purple.
And so the red. Women Democrats are likely to all be wearing white tonight?
Some will be wearing, many will be wearing white. But the fact is our House Democratic caucus will be very dignified tonight.
What does that even mean? Trump's about an hour away from addressing Congress for the first time, and she's wearing white. Many of them are wearing white to honor the suffrage movement, and they're the suffrage moms or the suffrage whatever, right? And then on top of that, right, they're going to be dignified. Well, how else would you be? What were you expecting you to do, come out and throw stuff at the president? We weren't going to be dignified. I had some signs. We were going to flip people off. I was thinking about streaking. I don't know what you guys were thinking about doing, but I was ready to throw down. But then they're like, nope, you should all wear white and be dignified. And we're like, woo! Thank God. Ha-ha! So they talked us out of it. Nancy Pelosi. If you're in the Democrat Party, right? If you're in the Democrat Party and you're a Democrat, what does she bring to you? I'm curious. What does she bring to you? You can tweet at me, at Chad Benson Show. You can also text the program, 323-538-2423. Again, in about 52 minutes, according to the countdown clock here on CNN, which is fake news, which is probably a fake clock. It's all fake lies. It's all fake lies. What is fake lies? Fake lies. They're lies that are fake about being lies. He'll be speaking tonight. Immigration. We're going to touch on that in a moment. We're going to talk about the health care, Obamacare, where they go. He's going to talk about the budget, the spending money on the military. He's going to talk about the VA. He's going to touch on a lot of things. And obviously, the economy is going to be one of those things he's going to touch on front and center. He's speaking to them, but he's speaking at you. It's the best way to describe it. He's speaking to them because they're there. But he's going to be speaking to the American people. He didn't really care what they think. That's why I feel. I don't think he wants to speak to you. He wants to speak to the people that voted for him. He wants to speak to the people who are worried that maybe things aren't getting done the way that he wants it done. And they're getting worried that this is going to become a disaster. He is going to speak at the American people tonight. It's coming at you. They may be in there. And by the way, for the Pelosi's of the world and the Chuck Schumer's of the world and all of these people, even the people on the right who were, you know, well, we've never had a president who started off this way, whose numbers are as low in history. Obama's 20 points higher. W is 15 plus points higher than he is right now as far as his favorables against his negatives. He doesn't even have a plus in the favorable size. He's in the mid-40s to low-40s. He's going to be the most popular person in that room tonight. Nobody likes Congress. Pelosi's got like a 14 or a 17 as far as her favorables. Her negatives are in the 40s. Chuck Schumer is about the same. Paul Ryan's like in the 40s for favorables and disfavor, you know, and as far as unfavorables in the 40s. Like, that's doing good. So that just goes to show you. So when they sit up there and go, he's just, nobody likes him. You know what? Compared to you, he is beloved. He is absolutely beloved. Like if they're on a ship, you're the first one they're going after. You may not like him. You may scream that the country doesn't like him. You may have these town halls and these people. But compared to you, he is a demigod. As far as his popularity goes, as far as that goes, there's lots of fighting, lots of bickering. There's a new DNC leader. He was on with Katie Couric. His name's Tom Perez, talking about, again, tonight he's going to go out there. He's going to speak to the American people. He's going to speak to Congress for the first time. And he's going to talk about his achievements. He gave his achievements today as an A. He gave himself a C when it came to his messaging. But when they asked the Democrats, and now the new Democratic leader, Tom Perez, what do you think that Trump has done so far?
I can't think of a damn thing, because he's dividing America. He purports to be making America safer, but he deports Abuelita or the Dreamer. The Muslim ban was unconstitutional. You look at the divisiveness every single day. You look at our standing around the world. He hasn't made us safer. He hasn't made it easier to buy a home. He hasn't done anything to lift people's wages. This is an unmitigated disaster.
First of all, he's been there 40 days, so let's just slow our roll. If this is year two or three, I'm going, yeah, I mean, he's right, right? Except for the unconstitutional, wrong. But, and as I'm talking about the travel ban, but I will say this, if you're not going to give him a chance, that's un-American. 79% of likely voters believe that, 69% of likely voters believe that the Democrats, and these are Democratic voters as well, should be working with the president to come up with something. He's not an ideologue. You have a chance in front of you to work with the president. You have a chance in front of you to work with a person who isn't an ideologue. Already tonight, they're talking about the fact that, guess what? He's looking at immigration, maybe a path to citizenship, maybe a path to legality. The Dreamers, the worry about that. And by the way, they're going to drag him out tonight as the political puppetry begins. The left is going to drag out Dreamers, talk about what are the benefit to society they are, and they're going to paint a picture. Really, all they're doing is using them, right? They're using them. And the right's going to drag out somebody's family who's killed by somebody who's here illegally. Again, political puppetry is going to be on display tonight by both sides. By both sides. Shame on both sides for that. Shame on both sides for that. But he's already talking about giving a little bit on immigration. If you're a Democrat, and he said, look, the time is right to sort out immigration. The time is right to do this. I'm willing to negotiate. I'm willing to talk. I'm willing. If you don't do that, you have failed in your duties in representing your constituents and this country. If you are unwilling to meet with him, and yes, I said, people, did you say this? Yes, I said the same thing about the Republicans. You have to be willing to sit down and talk. We're not enemies. We're Americans with a different belief system and how we think the country should run. Neither of you have a monopoly on bad or good ideas. Both of you have good ideas and bad ideas. But if you don't want to sit down and talk to the President of the United States and you want to play this game and be the Tom Perez's of the world, and say after 40 days, it's an unmitigated disaster, and he has failed everything. You're not looking to be part of the solution. And therein lies the problem here with politics. It's a team mentality, right? The last thing the Democrats want, and this is the sad thing, the last thing the Democrats want is unemployment really at 5 or 4.5, is wages to rise, is a GDP at 3.5 to 5% growth every single quarter and motoring on, is safety in America, is an immigration system that is fixed and working, and is a cutting of the deficit and debt. The last thing they want is that, because if they get that, then the solutions are out there and the Republicans have brought it to them, which means they have no use in the political sphere anymore. Think about that for a second. And it's the same thing on the right. And that's not the way we should be governed and having our leaders act. That's not the way we should. We shouldn't want the other side to fail because we want to win. We're all Americans, for God's sakes. But if Trump does the things, and he goes out there and continues to push forward his agenda, and he gets things sorted out, and he gets things fixed, and he brings prescription health care costs down, He brings down and at least slows the growth and the exponential growth of the last 2 years of the cost of medical care and gets it under control. He fixes immigration to a certain point, again, where humans, things are going to happen. He gets the economy humming. He sorts out some of the military mishaps and starts to get us on a path where we start trying to nation build and we stop that altogether and we start to protect our home. If knowing the Democrats are standing out there in the cold going, what? You can't win if somebody else wins. And that's the problem in politics. That's the problem. They have their best interest out for themselves. And that's both sides of the aisle. But if he does the things he wants to do, and he gets these things done, and they turn out to be winners, where does that leave the Democrats in 4 years? How are you going to re-energize the base? You only have identity politics at that point in time. Because you can't go and say, well, immigrant, well, no, that's fixed. Well, health, well, no, that's fixed. Well, terror, well, no, that's fixed. Well, that's all you have. That's all you have. What would you like to see him tonight talk about? What's the thing specifically, if you're going to watch, you're going to listen tonight, what's the thing specifically that you're interested in? Do you want to see him tackle the immigration thing head on tonight? Do you want to see him talk about the economy? 844-344-2423, 844-344-2423. I want to hear from you. You can also text the program, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. But what is it tonight that you're looking for in his speech, his first address to Congress, that you think, you know what, I want to see him really talk about taxes and health care. I want to see him talk about immigration and the military. I want to see him talk about the deficit and the debt. 844-344-2423. 844-344-2423. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Oh, yeah. I'm already hooked.
And we're just getting started.
Whoop-de-doo!
This is the Chad Benson Show.
Well, I've been watching Nancy's statements, and I think she's incompetent, actually. You know, if you look at what's going on with the Democrats and the party, it's getting smaller and smaller. You know, in a certain way, I hate to see it because I like a two-party system, and we're soon going to have a one-party system. I actually think a two-party system is healthy and good, but she's done a terrible job.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. I would absolutely agree with that, and I think she's lost touch, and I think the Democrats have lost touch. And I think in some ways, though, when you have a two-party system, as great as that is, there is always the chance for obstructionists. But you know, when our founding fathers put this thing together, they knew there would be ways that we were going to take the country. You know, it would go from one way to another, and there would be some battles. But I don't think they thought we're going to put party above country. And that's what we have now. Because it is big business. This is career. This is not just something you do because you feel you have a civic duty to your country. This is big business. And so because of that, you don't want the other side to succeed. You don't. I mean, look, as a human being, right? You don't want that. When I played sports and you were injured or you were subbed out of a game, the last thing you wanted was the person that went in for you to do way better than you did, right? They would be like, oh, my God, no. The same thing, right? You don't want people, but you want the team to win, right? You want the team to win, but you want the person to not do well. Well, this isn't one of those things where if we're winning, the team in charge is going to get the credit for it. You can spin it however you want. What do you want Trump to talk about tonight? What's the one singular thing that you're curious about hearing him say? 844-344-2423. 844-344-2423. Call the program. You can text us. Well, economy. It's the Mardi Gras thing, right? So people go, they get hammered. This is what they do. It's nice tonight. And then tomorrow is when Lent starts. So you got, because you have the sister of the sister, so you know this better than I do. So then you got to give up stuff. And I put a poll up with tomorrow being Ash Wednesday. What are you going to give up for Lent, if anything at all? 14% say alcohol. 14% say the alcohol. 7% says bad food. People trying to, they use it as a secondary weight loss. 79% said nothing. And 0% said sex. Nobody's giving up sex. Because you're not getting any, so it doesn't really matter. Right? You're not getting any. So therein lies the magic of it all. If you're going to get some, if you're not going to get some. I don't know. I for me, I'm not Catholic. It's a Catholic thing, but I'm, I wouldn't even know what to give up. I don't really have any bad, like lemonade and iced tea. Is that really considered a bad like thing that you're trying? Or is it supposed to be kind of a for every day? I suffer every day. I suffer every day. You know what I'm going to give up? Staying awake. That's what I'm giving up because I don't sleep at all. 844-344-2423, 844-344-2423. We're about 32 minutes away. Again, Trump tonight speaking to Congress for this first time where he's going to address them. But I really feel this is a situation where he is going to be addressing the American people, and doing so, he is going to be laying out what he sees to be the where he's going and giving the American people an update that has nothing to do with the media, that has nothing to do with his Twitter account, and it has all to do with him being able to as reach as many eyeballs and ears at once like he did when he was on the campaign trail. 844-344-2423, 844-344-2423. What would you like to see him talk about? There was a sentencing in Georgia. A couple's going to jail for a very long time. Agree or disagree of why they're going to jail and for the length of time. Very interesting. Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show. Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
844-344-2423. We're talking about Trump. He's leaving the White House now. He's going to be addressing Congress here in a little bit. He's going to be talking about things to look forward to as he moves forward in his administration. We're not even 2 months into this. People are already saying it's a failure. What do you want Trump to talk about tonight? What is it that you want to hear Trump talk about? There's so many things. There's health care. There's the economy. There's trade. There's immigration. Let's go to Brian in McAllen, Texas. KURV listening out there. Hey, Brian, what's happening?
I'm fine, sir. How are you?
I'm doing great. What would you like to hear Trump talk about tonight?
Well, because I live about 20 minutes from Mexico, I'm very interested in immigration.
You know, and I think a lot of people are, and he is now saying that he's willing to negotiate a bit, Brian. Answer me this. Did you vote for Trump, first of all? I mean, you'd have to tell me, but are you a Trump supporter? Now, do you want a blanket that we're throwing everybody else? Or are you willing to give? Because he's saying he's willing to have some negotiation in the way that he handles immigration. He believes it's ripe to have this thing done. Are you willing, as a Trump supporter, to say, okay, I'm fine with you know, some negotiation, some keeping some people here that are law-abiding, even though they broke the law to come here, or kids that were brought here when they were so young, they didn't know they were breaking the law. Are you fine with that kind of talk
Absolutely.
When it comes to immigration?
Absolutely. Okay.
And I think Absolutely. Most people, most Trump supporters are. And, Brian, I'm sure you get sick and tired of hearing people say Trump supporters are all a bunch of crazy, you know, racists who want everybody thrown out of here.
Well, where I live, I don't know if you looked it up on the map or not. I'm right on the border. You cannot leave my area, okay? I'm 55 years old, and I'm Caucasian, okay? So I'm a gringo. And it's like probably close to 80% Hispanic here, Mexican. And the only way you're going to combat this this area is to go after the employers, okay? I don't agree with building a wall. I mean, we have drones and satellites and securities, and I think building a wall is a waste of time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I appreciate your call, man. Thank you so very much. 844-344-2423, 844-344-2423. And he talks about something I have said in the past. There is a wall that you can build that does not cost you any money, and that is the employer. That is the employer. You go after the employer, you've built a wall. People will leave on their own if they cannot get work. 844-344-2423. What do you'd like to hear Trump say tonight? What do you think are some of the pressing issues he needs to address? 844-DIG-CHAD. A couple in Georgia. After the whole crazy, we got to get rid of the flag thing, there was a couple that I would kind of deem them a little white trashy. I'm going to throw that out there. Who several of their friends rode around with a flag waving group and made arm threats against African Americans at a birthday party. They did. Jose Joe Torres was sentenced to 20 years. 13 years of that will be spent in prison, period. After a jury convicted him of 3 counts of aggravated assault, 1 count of making terroristic threats, and 1 count of violating Georgia's Street Gang Terrorism and Prevention Act. His girlfriend, Kayla Norton, was sentenced to 15 years. 6 years she will spend in prison. She was convicted on 1 count of making terroristic threats. They went around. They drove around. They screamed and yelled, screaming, "You need to respect the flag. You need to respect the flag." It was crazy. It was to me, a horrible thing what they did. There is no whatsoever, zero. You cannot look at them and say you had the right. It was disgusting. But the way that they have sentenced, does this serve a purpose? Is this over-sentencing? Remember, we over-sentence in a lot of ways to use people as an example, right? But we all know that none of that works. Because if that works, none of us would do drugs. Like, nobody sees somebody who's been on meth for 5 years and goes, "That's a great idea." That doesn't work. It doesn't. We're also following, obviously, Trump tonight talking. He is going to be, you know, about 20 minutes from now addressing Congress. 844-DIG-CHAD. Marshall in Texas wants to talk about, what do you think Trump should talk about tonight, Marshall?
Well, since I live 20 minutes from Mexico, and I live at the number one port of entry for 30% of the American agricultural diet, which is fresh fruits and vegetables, I would prefer a discussion of immigration, one which harkens back to George H.W. Bush's compassion and conservatism and says, you know, we want to protect the people who came here as kids. But, you know, we do believe that there is a system of laws and we have to follow the laws. And if we, for some reason, as a country don't think that we ought to do that, then let's change the law. But let's not ignore the law. So I think
absolutely,
that would be very helpful. I think it'd be good for him to assure the American public, especially Democrats who we're going to need for spending and infrastructure bills, that he didn't have any ties to Russia, say that he welcomes an investigation because he knows that any investigation of him will bear out the truth that he didn't have any involvement in the issue at all.
Absolutely. I love the compassionate conservative side of things and looking at a way to address this in a way where we show humanity, but we also show that there are certain laws that we must follow, and that if we want to change the laws, you know, we can do that, not being pressured, but cooler, calmer heads who can look at this in a very pragmatic and real way. I appreciate your call. 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. So back to this couple. So you got this couple in Georgia, and what they did was heinous. It was disgusting, riding around, threatening, and waving a gun in the area of young children, and it came home to roost on him. It did. It was a disgusting, vile act, and they deserve to spend some time in prison. But this is where we need to also temper it with, can a lesson be learned here that's better for all of us? Can a lesson be learned here that's better for us to talk about race? Producer Anthony said something, and I echo a sentiment. A year in jail, maybe under house arrest, splitting time if they have kids. I don't know if they have kids or not. And doing that so their lives are completely destroyed and those kids aren't suffering as well, but, albeit stupid. And then thousands of hours of community service working in the urban and African-American communities to get an understanding of what these kids and these people went like. This is the woman, Kayla Norton, talking to one of the women who was at the party, and they're addressing the situation and how that affected them and their children.
I would never walk up to you and say those words to you. I'm so sorry that happened to you. You stayed. And you stayed affected my life. It affected my children's lives.
She said they, you know, there they are in court, and she's saying it affected her children and her children's life. I'm sure it had a little effect, but in this day and age, kids grow up around so much stuff. Hearing and seeing some things, while that may be scarring, and I'm not trying to diminish what took place, but I'm also trying to be real in this. 20 years and 13 years is a long time, and while I do believe that what they did was disgusting, and it was heinous, and there deserves to be a punishment, is this teaching anything to anybody? The cost that's going to cost us as taxpayers to have these two in prison, what's going to happen, you know, that is going to change them? How is this going to better the situation? Would it not be better to take them and give them a learning experience as well as a punishment that isn't so severe? I think it would be better to have a learning experience. I think it would be better to show them and to open their eyes to how people in the African-American community, in the urban community, feel and live their lives. I think it would be much better. But look, again, people, I know I'm going to get text messages about this, and that's totally fine. 323-538-2423, that's the text line. I'm all about finding solutions, but I'm also about let's have open doors. Let's teach people things. And if we can do that, it's going to better everything. And I think that is what's missing here. And remember, when they sentence like this, it's all about sending a message. But those messages fall on deaf ears because nobody cares. If you're going to do something, you're going to do it. You don't care about the consequences. How many times do I have to tell you that? You can look, right? You can look out there. You can see all those billboards and all those people on the street who are doing crack and who are doing all kinds of horrible things. And you can give that message to people that if you do this, this is going to... Nobody cares. People still do drugs. If you think this is going to stop somebody who has race and hate in their heart, it's not. It's not. But if you could take them and use them in a way that benefits both sides, that to me is a win. It is absolutely a win. And by the way, some of the parents that were there has said they've forgiven and they didn't want to see the punishment the way it was, in fairness. And I think that's good on them. And I don't think this helps anybody. They deserve to be punished. But to this extent, the Chad Benson Show Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson, chat at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. Somebody just text, the best wall you can have is E-Verify.
You're listening to The Chad Benson Show.
Wrap it up. President's going to speak here in a little bit. They're all gathered around looking self-important, as you tend to do when you're in a situation like this. First chance to address these here United States House members right to their face. But in truth, he's going to be addressing the people of America tonight. One of the things that apparently in the speech is he's going to talk about trivial fights or things of the past. It's time to move forward. He's talking about compromising on immigration. On top of that, the new travel ban, if you will, or the travel restriction, temporary travel restriction, is going to allow a visa holder. So if you've got a visa already from these countries, you're exempt from the moratorium, the travel moratorium. So you'll be able to come here. So taking away all of the things, and they're going to go back and say, is this good? We've crossed the T's. We've dotted the I's. We've capitalized where we're supposed to. We put a semicolon in there. You happy? Everybody good? We're all good. Good. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson. Economy, I'm sure, will be on tap tonight as well. That's always big. The economy. So, Producer Phil, now you said something earlier about this, and you and I can go, whew, but if you were born in the 90s, your colon cancer risk could be rising.
Yeah, that was very disheartening. We're 70s.
But we're 70s cats. We're 70s cats, so let's there. Colon and rectal cancer rates are rising sharply for people under the age of 55. Someone born in 1990 has twice the risk of colon cancer and four times the risk of rectal cancer at the same age if they were born, say, in 1950. That's according to researchers for the American Cancer Society and the National Cancer Institute. But remember, these when they look at things like this, it could go from 1 in 100,000 to 2 in 100,000, and that doubles the risk. So it's not like everybody's catching it, everybody's getting it, everybody. It's not like, so we always have to temper that, because I think the numbers skewed in a lot of ways, and people start freaking out. And it's all dietary, right? We have crappy diets. We eat a lot of fast food, and you know, we have all this, you know, processed crap, and I'm sure GMOs will take a big blame for this.
I was going to say GMOs and the chemtrails.
Yeah, chemtrails, GMOs, aliens. It's everything. All that stuff. That's what it is. Global warming. That's what it is. Global warming, chemtrails, and GMOs are causing colon rectal cancer. There you go. Boom. Blame it on somebody. Speaking of cancer or surviving something like that, Producer Phil sent me this earlier, and I found this fascinating. George Washington was hard to kill. And we're not talking about the gun battles and the wars and the fights, which, of course, we think about when we talk about wars, you know, Washington and the things he did and crossing the Potomac and fighting. And because he was in fights, he was in skirmishes. There's no doubt about that. One time he claimed that during the French Indian War, four bullets ripped through his coat and two horses were shot while he rode them. But that pales in comparison to just growing up in those days. Get ready to listen to the list of things that George Washington survived before becoming the president of these here United States of America. This is crazy. And remember, no vaccines, no specific treatments for any kind of infectious disease. None of these things were available. He had smallpox, malaria, several infections, abscesses, tuberculosis, dysentery, and a boil, they say, the size of two fists. And that was all before the wars. That's why you had 12 kids, because you know that most of them were going to die, and eventually your wife was going to die in childbirth. It's horrible. But he said he was hard to kill, died at 67. Doctors tried everything to cure him during several years. Molasses mixed with butter, vinegar mixed with sage tea to remove 5 pints of his blood as well. None of it worked. A friend described Washington's dignified final words, which were frankly a long time coming. I'm just going, 'tis well. Oh, George. Them damn their teeth. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson. And can I just say the First Lady has arrived. And Producer Phil, I don't know if you're watching this, but damn.
Yeah, it's a pretty good picture over here.
It is a pretty good picture indeed. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can grab the you can go to iTunes. You can go to ChadBensonShow.com. You can grab the podcast, take it wherever and whenever you want to. Take as many as you like. They're absolutely free, and we love when you do. So grab that podcast. So you can text tonight. Keep an eye on what's happening as we watch the president address Congress. It's going to be very interesting to see how he handles this and to see how the Democrats react. In this, are they going to be staunch and not show him any respect? I don't think so. I think you're going to see some breakaway in a few of these Democrats here, and we'll see how that goes. For Phil, for Anthony, my name is Chad Benson. We'll get you over the hump tomorrow. That we promise. I bid you all adieu. Night night, Jack.
Station 51, KMG 365.
The Chad Benson Show.